Hello, Radio Laurier. My name is Serena Austin. I'm here at Riverfest Day 2 with PEI rapper Vince the Messenger. First of all, thank you so much for agreeing to this interview with us. And second of all, great set. How are you feeling after that?
I feel good. This festival is really cool. It's like feels very like grassrootsy. It's like, I don't know, everyone here is like very warm, welcoming, and it feels like a very organic type of environment. So yeah, it's like a nice crowd. We played a pretty early set, so I think people are still kind of warming up to the idea of live music, but I feel like people in the audience were vibing, and it definitely made me feel like the music was received well. So I feel pretty good about it.
I could definitely feel the energy. Is this your first time in Allura?
This is my first time in Allura. Yeah.
This is my first time in Allura, too.
Cool. Hell yeah.
Awesome. So you have really great stage presence. But
thank you.
What would you say your favorite song to perform live is?
Favorite song? Oh, that's a good one. I feel like it's always changing a bit. Right now, okay, I'm not going to pick one. I'm gonna give you two. So the first favorite would be, it's an unreleased song. And the title is tentatively Super Bounce. That's one of my favorite songs. It has more of like a melodic chorus. I'm not a singer at all, but it's kind of like nice to have a bit of that melody in the chorus for me.
Yeah.
So I find that like fun to do live. And then my other favorite is OBE, which is like always my closing track just because it's so much energy. It's like the last song on my album, Trustfall. So it feels like a good way to like end a show. Such like an epic outro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So being from PEI, I think most like hip hop and rap fans, when they think of PEI, they're probably not thinking that there's much there for them.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about what the rap scene in PEI is like?
Yeah. I mean, someone with that mindset wouldn't be entirely wrong. There isn't like a huge hip hop scene there. I mean, when I got started, there was definitely some other artists making hip hop and performing, but I don't feel like it was ever really that visible or celebrated like amongst the like the local music community there as much as it's starting to be today. Right. So I feel like it's kind of always existed in small little pockets, but it's been bubbling up more and more over recent years. Starting out, for me, I didn't feel like, even though there was a somewhat of a community, I didn't feel like there was a lot of artists that I could personally relate to and find like a scene to assert myself in. So when I got started, I kind of sought that out myself, like amongst friends, and found other people who were interested in hip hop and other hip hop artists who were more like-minded to myself and meshed with me. So I kind of ended up building up a bit of my own clique in the scene. And we've had like a pretty decently successful time, like in played like a number of shows, been on a lot of stages in PEI. So, but now we're kind of like at a point where, you know, there's only so far you can go staying in your hometown, and there's a lot more opportunity in like other provinces and all across the world, honestly. But yeah, we've been finding like branching out outside of PEI has been working really well for us and working good in our favor, in my favor at least. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's great that you're able to build community. I think that's really important.
Definitely. Yeah.
Awesome. So how do you think, if it has at all, growing up in PEI has like impacted your music?
I think it's greatly impacted my music. I feel like a lot of my music is super like introspective and like reflective. And I feel like that is somewhat of a result of me growing up in PEI. I mean, like today, if you look at PEI, it's a little bit more culturally diverse. When I moved to PEI as a 3-year-old in 2000, I was the only black person growing up in my school. So I felt like very othered in a lot of situations. And I feel like that's always caused me to be like reflective of my surroundings. So I think that that's like very present in my music to this day. And it's kind of like shaped me in a lot of ways. And just like being a voice for people who also have grown up feeling like that or feel like that to this day, just like feeling a little bit othered in certain senses. Yeah, that's definitely a big message that's like throughout my music. So I'd say PEI shaped that. And not to try and make it seem so negative, but that's just like, you know, an experience of mine. But on the flip side, it's also been relatively like welcoming to me as like a hip hop artist, where they're not really used to hearing that or the type of music I do. So I feel like it's allowed me to kind of grow as an artist. Like being almost feeling like a first of my kind has been like a cool way to grow and like get support that way. But yeah, it's been a good trip so far, like existing in PEI. But I'm eager to pop that bubble a little bit and see what's on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems sort of like a big fish in a small pond type of thing.
Absolutely. I've heard that said so many times, and it's very real. Very real. Yeah.
So speaking a little bit more about how your music has been shaped, who would you say some of your biggest influences are?
Oh yeah, I love this question. I have a lot of influences. I guess I'll kind of like start like older influences. The Fugees for sure, big influence on me. Artists like MF Doom. I always tell this story, but like I kind of got introduced by hip hop through to hip hop, like rap music, by my older brother. He's like 6 years older than me, so he was definitely like, you know, up to his teenager shenanigans before I, you know, really had a conscious of my own. But I remember borrowing his MP3 player when I was a kid, and it was just like loaded full of like 50 Cent, Eminem, Lil Wayne, and stuff like that. So that definitely like formed my idea of what hip hop was at the time. So eventually, once I like was able to get my hands on my own music, I started listening to artists like Lil Wayne, Drake even. But nowadays, I find some big influences of mine are still like artists like Earl Sweatshirt. I'm a big fan of Mavi, Mike, like that whole kind of like camp inside of things, like very, very like a deep thought type of music is a big winner in my circle. Yeah,
I definitely think you can hear that.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
So you mentioned that your friend Nemo
uses
a lot of your music.
Yeah.
What is it like being able to work on something that's so like personal with a close friend of yours?
Yeah, it's good. I feel like, I don't know. It's interesting because like my writing process is probably like different from certain artists, or probably similar in a lot of ways too. But like I know a lot of the time when I write, I'm usually given a beat or like sent a beat my way, and I will kind of isolate myself and just allow the writing process to work in that sense. So it's, for me, it's kind of like a mini like therapy session with myself in a sense. I'm just like getting everything out, and then I come back to Nemo with like a fully formed song, or like, you know, most of the song formed, and then we kind of record it, and you know, he'll like give me advice on maybe like delivery, things like that, and like mixing and all these types of things. So it's a pretty seamless process the way we have it going. And I also feel like Nemo is just a very understanding person. He's also like a very, like, he's a hip hop head. There's a lot of producers who are coming up who may have not like, who may not have like as deep of an appreciation for like the history of hip hop or and like just like the culture as a whole. They can be, you know, great producers in their own right, but I feel like someone who really has like a strong knowledge and understanding of where this art form comes from, and you know, the original pioneers and important players in the space. I feel like that type of producer tends to create the most authentic version of the art itself, and I feel like Nemo is definitely that type of producer. So it's great having him in my corner. Yeah.
Yeah, it's clear you think very highly of him.
Yeah, no, he's my best friend too.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you talked about wanting to branch outside of PEI. Obviously,
yeah,
you are here now.
I'm here.
Last week you were at the Block Party.
Yeah.
Manifesto with other big names like Aminé and Socrates.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So what else can we expect from you? What's next?
Yeah, I mean, I'm working on music as always. So, you know, hopefully you'll get a little more music from me this year. It's been a little while since I last released, so I hope people are anticipating a release. They haven't forgotten about me. I'm still out here working on stuff. So yeah, you can expect some music from me, some visuals to go along with the new music for sure. You know what? Hopefully you see me in Toronto a little more. I'm trying to set up a little home base in Toronto and kind of integrate myself into that scene a little more, just to be a little closer to some, you know, more hip hop spaces and that type of community. So yeah, hopefully you see me close by to, you know, I'm not too far away from Allura if I'm in Toronto, so
yeah. See
me again. Yeah.
Awesome. And who are some of your favorite Canadian hip hop artists?
Oh man, that's also a good question. Well, I shared the stage with one of them at Manifesto's Block Party, Claremont II. I was super stoked when I saw he was also on the festival, because he's someone I've been listening to for some time now, for like, I want to say the last like 6 or so years, like around the time I started really putting music out. So he's been a big influence on me in that regard. So it was really cool to get to share the stage with him, see him perform. Some other hip hop acts. I mean, I'll shout out my man TNA. He's a friend of mine, also from PEI. Who else? Skyfall, who was at the festival. Havaya Mighty, another dope artists. I think I'm blanking a little bit on some more Canadian artists, but there's definitely more. There's definitely more.
That's yeah. Awesome. That's amazing that you were able to share a stage with him and like watch each other grow.
Yeah, it was so cool. It was super cool.
I've got one last question for you. It might be a little bit corny.
That's okay.
But can you sum up for our listeners?
Yeah.
As Vince the Messenger.
Yes.
What is your message?
What is my message? My message is basically just to my answer is about to be really corny. I was about to say follow your dreams. But I mean, I do mean that, like, just in the sense of like, do what is authentic to you and do it for you, regardless of what obstacles might be in your way. I feel like it's super easy to, you know, dream of like big things for yourself or like want to achieve big things, but have people in front of you maybe telling you no, or maybe you pushing you in like a safer direction, you know, which is, you know, sometimes it's smart to have like, you know, some safe things to fall back on or whatever. But I think genuinely, like, we really only get one chance at living. And I don't want to die knowing I didn't try doing what I really wanted to do with my life. So I'd say that's my biggest advice, period. And also just like overall message to my music. So I'll leave you with that. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Not corny at all.
Sweet.
Well, thank you for listening. I'm Serena Austin. If you are interested in hearing more about Riverfest, tune in later.